for calling XBL. My name is Tasha. How can I help you?
I received a call from you. I know I have a delivery supposed tomorrow, so.
You have your order number with you? If not, I can look it up with your telephone number.
Yeah, I have them on here. Let me put them. Let's see, that is 112-200-978-8361.
Pamela.
Yeah.
We were just calling about your time frame for your installation tomorrow. It's going to be.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Your time frame is 7 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Okay. Here's the problem I have. We have a new build, and we bought all Samsung appliances. We had a dryer installed. There was an issue with it, so now they're coming back, and they're reinstalling this one. I'm an hour and a half away from that house. So I took the morning off. I just talked this afternoon. I talked to the guy from Stevens Point who's supposed to be delivering it, and he said, is that LP or is that natural gas? And I said, well, we have LP. And he says, well, they didn't give me an LP conversion kit. And I'm like, okay, what am I supposed to do? So he says, that changes my schedule for tomorrow. And he says, I'll contact, his, because it's, a third-party installer,
mm-hmm.
I'm guessing, or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what he said. So then I called Best Buy. I went through three people there. The first guy basically went on and on, and he says, yep, everything's scheduled and set. And I said, but you aren't listening. I said, he says he does not have the conversion kit. Well, he'll install it. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And he finally just also breaks off and gets another woman on who didn't understand why it was transferred to her. So she transfers me back to someone else. And this guy, too, is just like, oh, no, he's supposed to have everything that he's supposed to have for that delivery. He knows. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, if he don't have the gas kit, if they gave him a gas and you have liquid propane, that's two different kits that he's going to have. It's going to end up being rescheduled because he don't have what he needs to be installed. He's going to only be able to deliver it. I'm not sure why they did that.
Yeah.
It's going to be rescheduled, especially if he don't have everything that he needs to install.
Right. Right. That's what I'm trying to say. And so that's why I'm like, okay, I don't know if I try and call him back because he was supposed to call me. I have his phone number because this is the third time he's coming up to that house. So, and we're both traveling a ways to get there.
Yeah, you may want to call him back and see if he's going to get in contact with Best Buy to explain it. Yeah, because if he don't have liquid propane kit, he's not going to be able to install. It's just going to be a delivery only.
You at least understand.
I do, and I'm not sure why they didn't understand, because they the ones who's supposed to mainly know what it is that you need.
Sure.
They're supposed to have everything for us to be able to install.
They just kept saying that, well, he knows what he has to have and it's tomorrow. And I'm like, okay, you're not listening.
Yeah, well, I can't call DOD. He's gonna have to call and let them know. He's gonna let you know though. He is most likely probably gonna be a delivery without an install.
Okay, because he's supposed to be taking. It was a brand new dryer that we did get, and he's supposed to take that one and then deliver this one. So
now with your dryer, the dryer that you have now, was it a gas or liquid propane?
Liquid propane, because that's all we've had. And that's why I said, could you use the one that you installed? And he says, no, that's quite involved to try and remove that off of that one and put it into. And I'm like, because I said, can I just pick up the kit or something here in Wausau? And he said, no, you can't just pick it up like at a Menards or whatever. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it has to be shipped with the appliance.
Okay.
Yeah, I do apologize about that. But that's what it seemed like. It's going to be a delivery without an install.
Okay. So, should I plan on being up there tomorrow or not?
What time is it? It'll be this from 7. If I was you, I'd try to get in contact with the tech again tonight or first thing in the morning.
Yeah, because I mean, like I said, I'm an hour and a half away. So I mean,
right.
7 is.
That's early in the morning. You could have had some extra hours of sleep.
Okay. Yep. All right. I will do that. So
okay.
You can note that on there. So
I will. I'll note it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I appreciate your call and your help.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. You have a great night.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.